some of the folks that are listening, stretch with me. That's okay. Stretch with me, because I'm sure you're going to find places here that are really going to resonate quite deeply with you. If we consider creativity coming from a source outside of us that flows through us, then we have context for our discussion here. I believe it was Leonardo da Vinci who was quoted. Actually, it was Pierre Mondrian, who was quoted as saying, the job of the artist is simple. The artist is a channel. And what he was referring to is a channel for the energy to come through him, the divine energy, the creativity. There are so many wonderful quotes about creativity and where it comes from, and they all direct back to source, to whatever we want to call the universal energy, God, Buddha, Krishna. I call it the oneness, the universal flow. So one of the first concepts is really understanding that creativity isn't just ours. It's something that we can channel. It's kind of like, I love this story. This story was given to me by a teacher of mine years ago, and she said, Selena, she said, when you're really thinking about discussing creativity, think of choosing to take people to the concept of a TV, because everybody knows about TVs. And when you think about who we are as beings, we're physical bodies, but we have energy inside of us. Quantum physics has proven that. Science has proven that. Our brain is full of electrical impulses. Well, so is a TV. And the idea behind the TV is very similar to the idea of how we channel creativity. Because the TV has all these, I'm like such not a mechanical woman. You know that, Rodney. I am like the least mechanical person you're ever going to meet. But I know enough to know that in a TV, there's all kinds of, electrical charges and radio waves or TV. I guess it's TV waves, right? TV waves that are coming through. And how do we get down to the very specific program on the very specific channel we want? We have one of those multi-switchers, and we hit buttons, and what happens is the very specific energy that needs to be highlighted for us to get to the very specific program on that very specific channel comes up through all of these waves that are out there all the time. Well, that's how we are. We're bodies that are moving through a universe and on a planet where there's all kinds of energy coming at us at all time. And what we need to do is we need to be able to put ourselves in a place, in a state, where we're able to receive this one very specific type of energy, which is creativity. And that really comes from a connection that's outside of us to the divine. So I think it's helpful to just talk about what creativity is. I think most of the folks listening, you'll hopefully agree that it's rare for you to be creating all the time, to be in a state. And I don't know that we ever want to be in a state where we're creating all the time, but we certainly want to be in a place where we have access to tapping into a creative opportunity, to our own creativity, to the divinity outside of us, when we would like to, and that's very possible. But it's not the situation for most people, because they are not in a state where they're open to that, because there are certain things we have to do to put ourselves in a place where we're open to creativity, Rodney. So I hope that's the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. I find that I'm most creative, I think. I download. I call it downloads, actually, for me now. I've actually kind of shifted my language about it.
Yeah.
But for me, the act of creativity comes to me actually between those moments when I'm not necessarily doing the thing that I, quote-unquote, would deem as the creative act. I don't know who it was that made this statement that said that music is made between the silence, between the notes.
Exactly. And let's look at that. That's perfect, because that takes us to the second question, like how do you access creativity now that we know what it is? And that's it. My downloads happen in the morning, and they happen when I choose to go to quiet. And these are two words I would love everybody to hold in their front pocket at all times, and especially now as we have this conversation together. The words choice and the word awareness. These are very, very important concepts that help take you to the state of being open to receive creativity and creative moments. The silence is important. I've been holding seminars for creative people, all creative people, way beyond photographers now. I just came back from Bogota, Colombia, doing a four-hour presentation. I've done this in New York City. I just came back from Toronto doing another presentation. And the idea is that we need, the people that I'm talking with are all expressing to me how overloaded they are in their daily life. So choice, we have to be aware of our state. How are you? Where are you? Where are the demands in your life? Where are the times of day that you either have available or you will choose to make available to go to quiet, to allow the material to be received by you? Because people are overloaded today, Rodney. There are so many responsibilities. People are oversaturated. They're overstimulated with noise and light and color and sound. Our society doesn't place value on quiet. It places value on, you know, chalking, you know, as much information as you as possible. And we're valued for what we can do and how much we can do and how much we can do at the same time versus placing value on creating lives that allow for quiet, that allow for breath, that allow us to indeed have space and silence to hear the messages that are really truly coming in and available to us all the time. So